Heidi and Frank show. Is Anthony here? Anthony C. Ferrante. Hey, get him in here. The director of all the Sharknado movies.
Oh, Anthony. How are you?
Where the hell you been, man?
I've been fighting a Sharknado.
Right?
No
Carnado.
Doubt. Carnado out there on the 405, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was hearing about that.
Horrible.
It's like backed up to the 118 from like Sunset or whatever starts. I don't know, but it's horrible.
Yeah, because you were
glad
coming.
You finally made it.
Yes. Well, you know what? Now I feel upset because I didn't see the overturned truck because I went off onto Sepulveda and then I bypassed it, I guess.
Yeah.
I just thought it was just
bad. You did Sepulveda.
Only one lane is open.
Yeah, only the right lane is open. What a nightmare. And then you think, I'm going to take Sepulveda because I'm getting around this. And then everyone's like, yeah, I'm taking Sepulveda too. And you're like, oh, no, I've just made things worse. It's horrible.
Director of the Sharknado movie franchise now. Aren't they going to do Sharknado 3?
Yep.
Is that going to be you as well?
No one's been hired yet, but we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, why would they go with anybody else? I mean, you've mastered...
You don't go with anybody else.
The genre of the Sharknado. They got to go with you. I know that Ian Ziering is negotiating. He wants more cash for the third one.
Yeah, actually, I think most of that was just fabricated.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I heard Tara Reid, she wanted more cocaine for the third one.
Is
that also fabricated?
Anthony's not going to confirm or deny that.
What?
He's a gentleman, unlike you. He's extremely rude.
I know Tara Reid. She was fun. We partied once.
Yes, I remember it
Tara
well.
Tara Reid is the sweetest person.
Isn't she, though? She really is.
She is awesome.
Yeah, we've had her on the show before. She's
a
nice
friend
girl.
Of the show.
The thing is, when you do these movies, you know, a lot of people, you know, a lot of actors won't do extra things. And, you know, anytime I've asked Tara or Ian to do anything, they showed up for commentary. I don't know many actors that'll do that.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Did you have any idea, Anthony, when this whole thing started? Like, when you first got Sharknado script. You didn't write.
I came up with the idea.
You did
with a friend of mine, Jacob.
Okay.
How high were you?
See, that's the thing is, there was no alcohol or drugs involved in the making and creation of Sharknado, which is scarier than if it was.
Now you're just a weirdo.
Yeah. I'm that strange kid. Oh, my gosh. You did what?
It's so impressive, though. So I was reading, they said the movie had 1 billion Twitter impressions, which
yeah,
is the most ever.
I don't understand what that means, but I think it's a very big deal.
But at some point, like you said earlier, at some point on Twitter... That was the only thing anybody was talking about.
Yeah, I think the impressions are people commented with the hashtag of anything Sharknado-ish.
A billion.
A billion comments were made, or maybe likes or shares
or
whatever.
Well, forget about like the success of the movie. My greatest achievement is that I made Judd Hirsch trend. He was like way up there that night. I'm like, and he doesn't even have a Twitter account.
Yeah, he's like, what?
He's like
I'm trending.
Hirsch,
this is awesome.
I'm trending. What does that mean?
No, it's such a cult hit right away that now... They're doing it in theaters, but it's today only.
It's only today only. Tonight at 8 o'clock, 400 screens across the nation.
Do you know specifically which ones in the
LA
area?
We're going to be having the cast and crew over at LA Live tonight. So a lot of the Regal cinemas are carrying it, Fathom Events.
Do you expect people to show up like almost like a Comic-Con where people are dressed all sharky and or like attacked?
They're coming with their chainsaws.
Right. Yeah, lead chainsaws at the door.
I wouldn't be surprised about anything at this point. Last year we did it with the first Sharknado and we sold out L.A., New York, and Washington, which, you know, everything with this movie, I showed the rough cut to a friend of mine and he goes, it's a movie that doesn't know it can't do that. And then it kind of became prophetic with everything that happened afterwards. This is a low-budget movie. We shot both movies in 18 days. We shot Sharknado 2 in February and delivered it in June with over 700 visual effect shots.
See, but the thing is now that you have done that, it's one of those things where anybody's like, well, we know you can. So Sharknado 5, I want it done in 12 days. I know you can do it.
There's 12 days, in 2 months. Yeah.
Right.
So Sharknado, the original, was based off the coast of Los Angeles.
Yes.
And then the Sharknado 2 is off New York.
Mm-hmm.
And so Sharknado 3, what's going to...
Well, we keep saying let's do international because we want to travel.
Yeah.
But you know, I think you got to figure... I mean, the hard part is like L.A., New York, you can support a whole movie. So what is the city that can support doing crazy stuff?
Sharknado Ibiza. Where it's just dance music.
Instead of a foam bar, it's just sharks everywhere. You're just dancing.
It's fluorescent. Sharks in a foam bar. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Right.
See, ideas like this, when you're throwing around ideas for what you're going to do in the movies, is any idea turned down? It's like, you know what we should do with the shark? Because
you can do anything.
But see, that's the beauty of it. See, there are so many people who got hung up on the first movie, like, oh, sharks can't do this, tornadoes can't do this, cars don't turn into robots.
Right, you know?
So you basically, you know, with the Sharknado concept, I say it's not sharks, it's not tornado, it's a Sharknado, and the rules are... whatever we make them to be.
Right.
Because I've written so many horror films in the past where, you know, you have a banshee and the rules are this. And it's, I just love the freedom of like, okay, it could chew through a car. Why not?
Why not?
You know, and that's, I think, what we've kind of established in the second movie is that, you know, we can kind of have fun with other genres within the disaster genre. So we have, you know, the opening of Sharknado 2 is an airplane disaster movie with sharks, you know.
So is this the most fun you've ever had doing the directing and writing? It's like everything you've done. You've done some really good stuff.
Right.
Not saying the Sharknado is not good, but I'm saying that now it's like, yeah, the freedom. There are no rules, and you're having when there's no rules, there's more fun.
Yeah. There's this weird energy that comes from this, because like if you do a studio movie, you got 3 years and 100 days. You have 18 days. You don't have something on that day. You can't pawn it off onto day 70. So it's like you have 12 hours. Okay, I have
we're
one.
We're losing sunlight.
Exactly. You create something. We shot. There's a scene in Sharknado 2 where they're on this ferry, and we couldn't never get a ferry because we didn't have time and we didn't have the budget. And so we stole the shot coming back from Liberty Island. So we shot this whole sequence in 15 minutes, about 12 setups where I'm just going, just trust me. And I'm like, okay, here's a shark. The shark's coming now. Get on the ground. Tase the shark. And we're like, the cameraman's moving. And we got it. And it cut together like butter. It was amazing.
I love that. I love those stories. So when you watch it, you have a new respect for how you got that
shot.
Are
you putting together, like you said, with all the special effects, any kind of like footage from behind the scenes where the sharks were taken out, so it looks really strange when the guy's just like laying down and he's tasing nothing? And
we have some of that stuff on the special features. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, see, that's the thing too, is that, when you get, you know, people like Tara and Ian that really commit. I mean, I give Ian so much credit in that first movie because I don't know any actor who would allow us to dump 50 gallons of blood on the coldest day in Los Angeles, fake blood, of course, and ask him to birth himself out of a shark.
that was the best.
So it's like, you know, that's one of those things an actor knows, okay, I'm either going to destroy my career or I'm going to have to hide from this forever. And he committed
embraced it.
And that's why people liked it.
And you committed to it. I think as far as the commitment to directing and writing a movie like this where – you know, it's so ridiculous in that awesome way. And then the very end, it's like the ultimate of ridiculous, which is like the pinnacle, which basically I think...
Don't ruin it for people.
No, which I think launched the fact that there's going to be a 2. And it instantly became a cult classic. It's like, what can possibly happen? And then the end of Sharknado 1 was like, oh! And then I think that's when everybody just instantly went, now it's a cult classic.
Yeah, we knew that was especially... The thing is, it got a mainstream audience. Most of these movies... you got the core, the genre crowd. And then what happened is kids like this movie. We didn't make a movie for kids. Arms are being ripped off, kids love this film. And
it's Sharknado jammies and stuff.
Yes, and they're sold. They keep selling out on the Sharknado jammies. And so we did this little movie that just kept going. And they've done a lot of these on sci-fi. It's just what we did is we took the characters so seriously. You know, what they were doing. And then the crazy stuff was a Sharknado. In a lot of these movies, it's just camped the entire way. Everybody's winking at the camera.
Right.
But, you know, they're committed. They're like in Independence Day. They're not in Sharknado. and that's kind of the magic of it.
I was watching, there was a video online of a guy fishing, and he had a 4-foot shark on the line getting it up to the boat. And are you familiar with what a grouper is? It's like a bass, Heidi.
So bigger than that.
Yeah, and they can get huge. And so a grouper comes up and swallows this 4-foot shark whole.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's like they say that as far as the animals in the ocean, that the grouper is probably the most vicious because it doesn't bite you. It just goes.
Are you trying to pitch grouper-nado?
What are you doing here? Just inhales you. It goes and sucks in water and you're gone. And if it's bigger than you, I mean, by a little bit, it'll swallow you. So it's the most vicious animal, and I think that maybe, you know, if you're going to start these, like, well, Sharknado owns
it's
that.
It's its own thing, yeah.
But you get something going with the grouper, man.
Grouper, okay.
This is a pitch meeting.
Yeah, come on, this is how grouper, Sharknado happened.
Grouper cop.
Grouper,
you know, it's Lethal Weapon, but it's like the guy is Danny Glover, you know, he's about to retire and he gets paired with a grouper cop.
Yes, I like it.
And you know, and they do aquatic crimes.
I'm too old for this fish.
Exactly.
You know, awesome.
It smells in here.
Yeah, the scene where he's sitting on the toilet because there's a bomb underneath it. The grouper pooper. And he comes up through the toilet and sucks people.
Oh, my God. We may have ourselves another franchise.
There you go. If you ever need any ideas, man, you can call us.
Stop on by.
Anytime.
So cool.
1-800-955-5567. Thank you so much, Anthony.
You're very welcome.
For coming in. Anthony C. Ferrante. Follow him on Twitter, @ACFerrante. And tonight... Today only, check your theater, see if they're going to be showing Sharknado in the theater. Should be a hell of a time, people coming out.
And then the LA Live thing, is that anybody can go to that? Or is that
well, yeah, we're having our thing there, but there is also a screening.
Okay, so
them.
People can go to
that. Yeah, and actually the other thing too, this is the DVD Blu-ray version, so it's the sort of extended cut. The producers went, hey, you want to add stuff into the movie? And I went, yeah, can I cut stuff
out,
too?
There were deleted scenes?
Well, there wasn't a lot.
There wasn't a lot.
You didn't have a lot of waste. You're
it was like, so we put a little back, and then we trimmed a little, and then we added some extra visual effect shots. Because, you know, again, 5 months to do this, it's like, oh, okay, now we can kind of refine a little bit for the DVD.
Right.
So
oh, cool.
It's a slightly more interesting cut.
Well, when you get Sharknado 3 ready, come on by again and let us know what's going
to
happen.
And if you know you need somebody to, you know.
Yeah. See someone to die horribly.
Oh,
Heidi's
I die
available.
A horrible death.
On a daily basis, she dies on a horrible death.
I'm used to it. Yeah. Second nature.
All right, we're going to come right back. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.